two retiring members of the Florida congressional delegation, Andrew Crenshaw of Jacksonville and Jeff Miller of Chemakla, are giving up defense-related committee chairs. Add to that a slew of rookies elected last week, and Florida's congressional delegation is in the weakest position it's been in years. Alliance D.C. lobbyist John Patrick Walsh put it this way in Thursday's meeting in Tampa.
The biggest challenge that we'll be facing up here in the Washington office, as well as with the task force, is the loss of all of our House Armed Services members. We will not have a Florida member at this moment for the first time in a number of years.
Republican Congressman-elect Matt Gaetz of Shalimar served on the task force when he was first elected to the Florida legislature. Walsh says the buzz in Washington is that Gaetz will land on armed services after he's sworn in. Defense spending in Florida topped $73 billion and is tied to 750,000 jobs, or put another way, represents a little more than 9% of the Sunshine State economy. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.